A part of him wanted to pull her close, but the sane, rational part knew he couldn't. She was a danger to him, and he couldn't lose her. He'd held his daughter in his arms as her life had drained out of her. He refused to relive that pain with Kat. Her death would shatter him. "You were bitten in a fight that I wasn't even scratched in, remember? You almost became one of them."
"Okay," she snapped, holding up her hands. "So I made a mistake. I forgot about the bite in the ensuing chaos of getting Zakhar back. My bad. I own it. I named it. Sue me."
"You make it sound so simple, but it isn't. I can't afford any mistakes here, and worrying over whether or not they're going to kill you makes me sloppy. It leaves them an opening to kill us both."
She gave him a knowing look as she calmed a degree. "I'm not Ishtar, Sin. I won't fall victim to them." He wanted to trust her, but he couldn't.
"You already did."
"It was a simple learning experience. I got it. It won't happen again." She was right about that. Sin wanted to reach out and touch her, but he knew he couldn't. If he did, she would destroy his resolve.
"And now you understand my point of view. I won't bury you or burn you, and I won't jeopardize anyone else. It's over, Katra. I want you to take your demons and leave."
Kat curled her lip as she contemplated the dismemberment of a stubborn man. Why wouldn't he see reason? "Leave and let you be overrun by the Galu. What kind of a stupid plan is that? If you don't want me, fine. I'm a big girl. I can handle that. But keep Simmy and Zarina. They're the one things the Galu can't take from you. Let them stand at your back and protect you. Please."
"Fine. If that will make you happy, they can stay. Now I want you out of this."
Infuriated, Kat held her hands up in defeat. She could tell by his demeanor and tone of voice that he had no intention of allowing her to stay. Maybe if she gave him some space, he might see reason. But knowing him, she doubted it. "Whatever. Play all macho if that's what makes you happy. I'm out of this." Sin watched as she faded before him. His throat burned as every part of him screamed out for him to call her back. But he wouldn't.
No,
he couldn't. She was a distraction, but most of all, she was a weakness he couldn't allow himself. He'd buried everyone in his life who ever meant anything to him. He refused to lose her, too. Better to hurt a little bit now and know that she was alive and well than to be here and see her dead. She would get over this, and so would he. Kat was livid as she shoved open the doors to her mother's throne room. "Matisera," she called, wanting her mom. She didn't even really know why. Her mother wasn't the most sympathetic or affectionate of women. Still, Kat needed to feel the comfort of her mother's presence, but Artemis didn't come. Acheron stepped out of the bedroom to look at her with a quizzical stare.
"Is something wrong?"
Part of her wanted to run to him for comfort, but the other part wanted to keep her distance. Right now, he reminded her too much of Sin. "Where's Artemis?" Acheron pointed over his shoulder with his thumb.
"Big house on the hill. It's the one you really can't miss, gaudy as hell and seriously overcompensating for a complex of some sort. Zeus is apparently throwing a party, and Artemis wanted to stop in and visit."
Of course she did. She'd probably be gone for hours. It was just Kat's luck. Acheron crossed the distance between them.
"Is there something I can help with?"
"No," Kat said petulantly. "You're a man, and I hate all of you right now." He took two steps back.
"Fair enough. Since my presence is obviously causing you pain, I'll take my manhood outside to the terrace, where you can join me if you can overlook my obvious birth defect."
Kat glared at him. It was just like a man to try to make light of this when it hurt so badly. It was why she hated all of their dreaded species at the moment.